Good. Okay, it's a rundown. It is Wednesday. It's November 9th, 8th, 7th? November 7th. Brought to you by Movement Watches. MVMT.com/rundown. Nobody's got one on. We should. MVMT.com/rundown. You have 15% off, free shipping and returns. Anybody got an MVMT watch? We can
Riggs,
show.
Riggs, you got one?
No, that would have been huge.
Does anyone have an
MVMT
watch?
Yeah, right here. Oh, there
we
go.
Zaha. Zaha. Oh, yeah, Zaha's done this a few times.
Zaha, no, you can keep it on.
Keep
just show
it on,
me.
Keep it on.
Zaha, Zaha, that thing looks like it's shot. $1,000 minimum.
Nice, right?
Woo! Yeah, nice. Real nice.
Real nice.
Don't have them in Zimbabwe. Watch this nice $400 to $500 at department stores.
They might. They're in 160 countries. It might be in Zimbabwe.
Maybe they are. Movement Watch and Zaha's dad would have them because he's a coastal elite in Zimbabwe. Movement watches start just $95. Step up your watch game. Join the movement today. Movement watches. Okay, college basketball started last night. And I got to tell you, boys, I haven't seen a team like this Duke team. This reminds me of the early UNLV Running Rebels. That was the best college basketball team I've seen in a long time. I don't see... I already in my head am like, is this team going to lose a game this year?
Right.
National champs. I bet on Kentucky due to... We have a guy on staff, Riggs. I'm going to tell you a little something about this.
By the way, they will lose a game because Duke always loses a game to like... They'll lose to Clemson or something. Yeah. Right. They'll lose to NC State in like the second week of January.
In that bright building.
Yeah, like at noon on a Saturday.
I don't know.
These
guys are fucking good.
They're really good.
This bothered me to a degree because we have a guy, Riggs. And Riggs, I've said it the whole time. I think you're one of the hardest workers we got. You are a college basketball freak.
College basketball loser. He breaks down every single fucking team.
I don't like the loser word there.
He's a loser. He breaks down all 365 teams. He's a loser.
100%.
Coastal Carolina, their sixth man in the middle of August. I mean, I have to beg you to stop writing blogs about college basketball. So nobody...
Which I have.
What?
Which I have.
Sort of. Nobody should theoretically be more prepared for the early season games and spotting miss lines. It should be a real advantage to the Dans and Mies of the world.
Who need it.
Because you study these guys. You're in the gyms. You're a gym rat. For you to say you love Kentucky, when they walked out of the tunnel onto the floor...
It was like that.
I thought that was the JV team for Kentucky versus Duke. I don't know how somebody's entire life, your entire livelihood is college basketball.
Correct.
How you could be that wrong. It's like, this guy.
Well, but all right, I watched that unfold in real time. That's a disaster, by the way. People who give both of you picks are nuts. Even if I gambled, I would never give you another
pick.
Okay,
so I've thought about this.
I never want any part of your
action. I've thought about this a little bit because I don't want, Riggs gave the pick. I heard through the grapevine he gave the pick. I took the pick as well. But I don't want Riggs to stop giving advice.
Absolutely stop.
I don't want to stop that. I actually...
Direct quote was, I hate how much I love Kentucky.
Right. Okay, I saw it unfold, and I was like, oh no, because now you're on the hook for if what happens ends up happening.
Okay, so here's the difference.
Men.
Did he? I need to know, did he come up to you and say...
No. He was sitting in Millmore's chair. Dave walked out and said, who do you like tonight? He said, I hate how much I love Kentucky. And I was like, don't do this because now
you're
on the hook.
Okay, all right, so let me just say.
And I turned to you and I said, but he's a Kentucky fan.
Knowing that.
He was wearing Kentucky blue head to toe.
In my opinion, knowing that, I don't blame Riggs as much. And here's why. When I ask someone for a pick and they give it to me, then it's like, you know what? I asked for it. So I'm taking onus of it. What I don't like is the Marty Mushes of the world, not to drag him back in, who... I'm minding my own business. No idea that Las Vegas, Nevada Day bullshit.
Okay.
And then he hits me up unsolicited. That's a different story.
Fine.
When you ask someone for a pick and they give you a wrong pick, it's like, you know what? I'm a big boy. I bet it.
Yeah, I can live with that. But Dan.
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrible pick.
It's like I look at this guy and I see like a basketball in the shape of an encyclopedia, college. It's opening night. I haven't seen any of these teams.
Did you know about Zion Williamson?
That's what I asked.
Have you heard him?
I mean, we're laughing, but it's like you didn't.
No,
why are you asking then? If it's that
because
fucking stupid, we all should know this shit.
I've had to
If it was
him,
that obvious.
I've told. No.
No, Kevin. It wasn't.
Kevin.
I mean, nobody saw that.
This is his life. This is his life.
I didn't ask you.
I asked him.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, if everybody's reaction
is talking about college basketball all summer, if anybody should be, there's very few people who do what he does. That he should be ahead of the game. He was so far behind the game. I wasn't mad that you gave the pick. I'm scratching my head. How can you be this bad? That's what I was doing. How can a man whose entire livelihood is scouting these teams in the hot, sweaty gyms in August, it's like you didn't even know a Duke team was walking out of that tunnel. No, that was a Lion.
That was Duke. It was Kentucky that didn't walk out. That's what I didn't know.
No, but those teams.
No, because P.J. Washington played the worst game of his
life. One team looked like men, one team looked like little boys.
And that's because, like, P.J. Washington didn't show up.
You're giving a Kentucky cop-out. I don't think he just does
that. No. I try to avoid the whole going to Kentucky as much as possible.
Were you embarrassed on a professional level?
Yeah, very much so.
Do you think Coach Cal is on the hot seat? Because this is an indictment on everything. Well, the shots of him
on the bench just sitting there like, please let me die.
There's two spin zones. One, does this show how important Brad Calipari is now that he's redshirting and they lose by 34?
But Cal, listen, those Duke trotted out all the guys that Cal should get.
And they beat him at Cal's game. That was the thing. Right. Cal is gone and got like the second.
They didn't just beat him. It was an asshole pick.
It's the only way to describe it.
I heard you sit in the corner, make these pathetic excuses. Zion Williamson can score anytime.
We're just gonna botch that name the whole season
dunks
long now.
And layup. He's fast. He's the best like college player I've ever seen. Ever.
He's Larry Johnson. Like he brought up you as Larry Johnson.
Did you not know that until last night?
I did.
No, you didn't.
No, I thought P.J. Washington was actually going to play like P.J. Washington.
I don't even know who P.J. Washington is because everyone in Kentucky looked like children.
Yeah, that's the thing. Kentucky looked terrible. I expected but Duke to look good. It's not like I was going to expect Duke to look bad. What's because Duke's so damn big? I mean,
wait. That
didn't help you.
No, I know. That's the thing. Like, Duke just looks so damn big.
They are big. They are big.
Zion's big. Zion's big.
287.
He's thick.
I'm looking at like fucking stupid seats. Marty Mush with his dumb Blue Devil Nation shirt just nodding along.
I'm too close to Marty.
I don't know what to make of you.
That honestly was, as soon as that all unfolded, and then I saw that score that game, I was like, oh no.
Riggs,
this could be bad.
I'm going to get you off the hook gambling-wise. If it wasn't for you, I would, if you didn't say your two picks, I would take Michigan State and Duke. You said you loved Kansas and you loved Kentucky.
And I'm the asshole who lost on both because I had Kansas minus five and a half.
Yeah. I bet money line.
As a bouquet, I can't deal with that guy again. I can't deal with that guy again. He just misses every fucking free throw.
And then they're not close.
It's like the spin on it. I've never seen someone be able to put so much spin on a ball.
You're in my doghouse in a big way.
Can I ask a question before you?
I'd like to avoid that.
Before you leave?
Well, can I get out of there?
Can I ask you a question?
Don't put your whole reputation as college basketball.
Yeah, why'd you come here? Just go home.
Let me ask you a question before you're dismissed. Cincinnati versus Ohio State.
Oh, tough game.
I think I like Cincinnati.
I'm too close to the situation living in Cincinnati. I'm just going to not say anything.
No, but what would you gun to your head?
That was smart. Walk away. I just
gun
said don't give any more advice.
I told you I won't blame you. Gun to your head.
I'm not staking it.
Gun to your head. Riggs, you're going to die.
Well, Riggs.
Who you got? Cincinnati or Ohio State?
You're already at the bottom of like.
Yeah, it's the only way to get out.
Can't get any worse.
You're never going to get out.
You're going to die.
Five and a half.
Since he's 5.5. 4 or 5. We'll say 5.
We'll say 5.
We'll split the middle.
Ohio State.
You better hope Ohio State comes.
How many returning stars on Ohio State?
Wow.
Ohio State has a grad transfer from Wake, and they return 2 starters.
How can you know this off the top and not know anything about anything? It makes no
sense. You
should
have just kept with my team, Nevada. I was up till 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I watched that.
Which one?
Nevada covered it the last.
I had Nevada, but I also had the over.
I had BYU and
Nevada.
The over.
Here's what I did, Dave.
That was a fun 39 minutes.
I had the over, 158.
That's what I had.
Okay.
Yep.
I watched the first half. I saw it. It was clunky, like first half jitters. I can tell the pace is going to pick up. I bet the second half over 83. They come out like gangbusters in the second half. I then go back in my account and I look. I accidentally bet the under. And then I got this middle. So it was, I had under 152 over 158. It ended at 156.
What did you have, 14.5 for Nevada?
I had 11. But I went 1-2. I should have gone fucking 3-0 because they should have been. BYU just didn't score at the end.
I went to sleep. BYU was up 2. They scored the first bucket of the second half. I got the score at 4 a.m. and lost both and didn't sleep the rest of the night.
Yep.
Was that?
We're back in that grind. This is what November is.
Especially with Nevada and Gonzaga fucking being good. Like, to stay up and bet those.
And the bookie, a lot of these games I wanted, they're like, they're
not lined, yeah.
Yeah. What that game, the Nevada game, this is stirring stuff. Was BYU in that game?
Yes.
They were. It was like a 3-point game with about 7 minutes left.
Nevada closed went, on like a.
BYU must have scored 2 points in the last 5 minutes.
But back to Ohio State, Cincinnati.
That's
why I don't like
I
that?
To hear
Cincinnati
when I lost Brando by two and lost the over by two.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't like doing Brando Arenas.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay,
that's
Reese.
Good to know.
Reese, you couldn't have started off your career here any more disappointing. And this, by the way, let me make something very clear. Tommy Smokes knows this better than anybody. This is how you make it break it.
Oh, business. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
The fastest
way. I
got to
start hanging out with Tommy instead of Mark.
Tommy was a nobody until he got
he
a little bit hot.
Alarmingly stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's on every show we do.
He literally
Tommy,
sat at
dinner
table.
Tonight.
Tommy literally sat at that table for a year, and no one said a word to him until you started winning with him.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Tommy out to dinner. I was getting too close to Marty.
Famous flight from San Antonio.
I just
never
don't
forget.
Know. I even aside from all this, I would have been embarrassed if this is my this is my profession. I missed it that bad. Like, I'd be embarrassed. So I hope you're embarrassed.
It's not thrilled.
All right, moving on.
I hope you feel bad.
I do. I do. Trump versus Costa, the elections yesterday, I didn't pay too much attention, but this clip came out. Very funny, Trump arguing with Costa.
Fine, Mr. President.
Come on.
That thing's moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be
ask,
much better.
If I may
okay,
ask
that's
one of you to.
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President,
that's
I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm Mr.
Excuse
President.
Me. That's enough.
Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
The only thing that could have made it better is if Trump actually walked out and wrestled the microphone. They just fell to the ground wrestling.
He thought about it.
Oh, I know.
He walked away from that podium like he's about to do something. I thought the second guy was even funnier when he doubled down like, I don't like you either.
Yeah, it reminds me of like.
That guy goes, yeah.
What was your favorite part of the clip? It's easy for me. There was a laugh out loud moment to me.
I don't know, what?
When the clip starts, it's split screen, and you think they're like on different sides of the room.
And then they're like, they're right next to each other.
2 feet away from each other.
Yeah, that was a funny visual that he was just standing right in front. It's a surreal scene. It reminds me vaguely of like teachers, like, you know, Trump wanted to like physically like have someone assault him, but you can't. But
That girl was gonna try to wrestle him
away.
And
did you see? This is why like politics on Twitter. No matter what, each side just freaks out. Like they'll like you know if Trump moves his water. Remember that video? It's like look at this psycho. He's moving his water. Whatever. There was people retweeting it saying that Costa.
I think it's Costa.
Acosta.
Yeah.
Karate chopped the woman. Like, look at her karate.
When
look
he,
at,
like,
he was
said,
like,
get
he
away.
Was just like that. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Great shouting match. I just wish they like, a scene from, like, Step Brothers where they just, like, wrestled the ground for the mic. The Rundown is brought to you by State and Liberty. Rundown, use the code RUNDOWN at stateandliberty.com. These are Michigan guys. 10% off your first order. The company that, they're still using this, huh? The company that made Dave's infamous pizza review jacket a year ago has launched 4 new winter coats. Along with the coat, State Liberty is known for making the best fitting, most comfortable dress shirts for those with an athletic build. The shirts look good, fit good, great, dry cleaning, don't require dry cleaning, they do not. Basically pay for themselves. Go to stateandliberty.com, use the code RUNDOWN for 10% off. We say this every time. If you do have a good build, they are great shirts.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fat, no go, pass. That's the truest thing we can say. But if you have an athletic build, these shirts, these are the good shirts where you look good and it doesn't look like you're like trying too hard to look good, but you look good. Okay, this video. So it's Alabama, a like Waffle House of some sort. A man falls through the roof in his underwear and immediately starts fighting everybody. Great video. I mean, what other choice do you have in this situation?
If he fall through the roof.
In your underwear?
You gotta
just start swinging.
Because he was already trying to rob the place.
Yeah.
So he's gotta fight his way out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
even if you're not robbing the place.
Yeah.
If you're in a Waffle House, just start swinging. I mean, I've never seen anything but violence in a Waffle House.
I will say, though, that the when you're fighting in your underwear, you're already at a huge disadvantage. I feel like everything hurts more.
Definitely.
It's like getting shot with, like, a shirt. I've never been shot, but I would imagine if you get shot with, like, your shirt on, it probably doesn't hurt as much as if you get shot. I know that
exposed,
makes no sense.
Exposed skin hurts.
Yeah, right. It makes no sense. Like, yeah. Someone could just five-star the guy, and it's done.
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 What's a five-star?
When you just... What?
Oh. Also, the only this is though the difference, and we'll get to it a little bit later, like this in the Chinese video, because if this was China, the guy falls through and then like a leopard falls through right after.
Yeah,
everyone's
right.
Everyone's just like savage right, each right. other, and that's what takes it from
that's
good
America.
To great. There's also people in the restaurant, you know, like, don't let him go. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Why do you
open
not
the door,
want
let
this
him
guy
run
to go?
Yeah.
Like, only bad
well,
things can happen.
They
when
wanted
a guy
to arrest him, but fuck that. Get him out.
Only bad things
that
happen.
Guy, if you're in your underwear in a ceiling tile in Waffle House, you'll get arrested eventually.
Yes.
Maybe not this time. Maybe this isn't your day, but your number's coming up.
It's like OJ. They'll catch you on something else
you're
eventually.
You're going to get caught.
Dez Bryant is now a New Orleans Saint. Big deal, not big deal. This broke this afternoon. Thoughts?
I don't think
the Saints need to get desperate. Like
well, it didn't move. I don't know if it's desperate, but it just didn't move the needle for me because I don't think Dez is like, he's not some
he's
not explosive
good.
Game
well,
changer.
He's not good anymore.
It's not, I mean, it's, I guess he's like the Patriots
desperate,
doing this,
like
no, no harm, no
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean.
But he's a guy who, I mean, usually typically causes harm.
Haven't played tight end.
Fair. But the Saints seem like one of those teams with like Drew Brees. Peyton's a pretty strong coach. Granted, AP was a
control.
Problem, but. Yeah, I mean,
and he just wants one revenge game, right?
Like yeah,
they're gonna play. So
I'd say they do. If you can get him like lining up on goal line, they basically are impossible to cover now,
yeah,
because that now they have like everyone can score.
The Floyd Mayweather fight is off now. I talked to my guy Robbie Fox. Here's what he said happened here. He said so. The original agreement that Floyd thought this was is he was gonna fight. Spar this guy boxing three rounds in front of a group of wealthy investors, which sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a club that I would like to be in very
that's
much.
Like Eyes Wide Shut. They all
oh,
go
yeah.
and just
like
have like a menage a trois right
yes.
after.
Yes, yes, yes.
The
that
Sultans
is
from my Taken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They
yeah,
do
oh,
that kind of shit.
Human cockfighting. Those yeah. fights probably happen. We don't even know. Like there's heavyweight fights,
know.
The greatest fights that we just aren't invited to.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd showed up. And the press conference is like, oh, this is a huge fight. Marina's telling Tommy something.
Uh-oh. Former FAN host Craig Carton, convicted on all fraud charges, could face 45 years in prison.
Ooh. Breaking news, Craig Carton.
Well, so everybody knew he was going to be guilty today. Everyone's waiting for the
did you see his lawyers come?
I didn't know
they
he was
going to
be guilty. I thought we were hiring him as of like 3 months ago.
Yeah, no. After that, all signs pointed to guilty. It was just a matter of how much jail time he's going to get. His partner got 6.5 years.
Oof.
I don't think he'll get 45.
Oof. His lawyer...
That's what I don't know if the partner was like the guy who was like really hands on or Carton was
yeah.
really hands on.
His lawyer had a statement and was like, did Craig Carton lie? Yes. Did he like, you know, betray all these people and break contracts? Yes. But money is fungible, so it's not that big of a deal. It's like, well,
I don't hate that logic.
I mean, it's kind of
that's
a
good
deal.
That's the only spin zone you got.
Yeah.
He was super, super confident. He was like, I will not face any jail time. And
I guess
I'm sure
so
everyone
you
says
are
that.
A
you're
liar,
trying to get a job.
And
yeah.
then mm-hmm. you just lie. That would have been very Barstool to hire him. I'm like,
and then have
and
him
then he goes to jail. Yeah.
yeah. We were like, what are you talking about, serious? You don't want to hire him? It's like, we'll be gold for the next 5 years. So
I mean, if we could figure out a way to get him a kit in prison.
It would be the best. I mean, jail talk? I mean,
yeah.
That is awesome. Mayweather, so yeah, he showed up. They bill it as a full-blown fight. He stopped it. I asked Robbie who he believed. Speaking of liars, I want to trust Floyd Mayweather as far as I could bowl him.
True.
But I don't know.
I also don't trust the other guy.
Did you guys
I don't know anything
did you guys
him.
Talk about this on Monday on the Rundown?
Mayweather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you believe it at all?
That
I mean,
they were fighting?
Yeah. The minute I heard this, the whole thing sounded fake. Because they're like, fight's in 2 months.
It seemed
we don't know if they're boxing.
I mean,
the guy's
he put it
20,
on Instagram and everything. Like,
but the whole thing
for him
just.
To personally co-sign that, I figured it did seem silly, but I thought it was going to happen.
I always thought it was fake, and I always thought. The reason why I don't really trust Floyd Mayweather here is he got, what did he get out of it? He got back
publicity.
In the news.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
You know? And now he's, you know, Floyd is always chasing that dragon in terms of being, you know, well-known and all that shit.
We went from a video in Alabama, which is as close, I guess, as Chinese weird news as we can get, to this wild boar running loose in, I don't know, we'll just say Taiwan. It's Chinese. Below it, so it's like I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in again Asia.
Can you fact check that, Tommy?
I don't. It's not even English, like below it, so it's hard to see. But the wild boar just goes after this guy walking on his commute to work, knocks him off his feet, then harasses him.
It's a dick. It was a dick.
Wild boar, from what I gather, my wild boar knowledge, you do not want to deal with wild.
Yeah, I mean, that guy was legit minding his business. He wasn't even
Simone
fucking with that
Pumbaa, right? Was Pumbaa?
No, he was a war dog.
Oh.
I feel
they're
like...
They're probably very, very similar. They're probably cousins.
But the beauty of wherever this was, Tommy, do you know?
There is just no way to tell based on this caption.
That's why I... Listen, I did my research. I couldn't figure it out either. The thing, wherever this is, I guarantee you, at the water cooler, he didn't even mention it.
No.
He's like, hey, how's
it? That happens like twice a week.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's good. Everything's normal. No mention.
They probably like named that boar. Like, Rudy was fucking with me today.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is that boar's block.
Yeah.
If you walk down that block, that boar can come and just, you know, truck stick you. That's just what happens on that block.
Oh, I love it. I love weird China news. I've always said that's what we should do. That's, my pen. It's a great concept. All right, anything post-show? No? Good?
That's
What's today? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay.
That's
Tomorrow's
it.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow
that's,
would
that's
be...
That's how it works.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
That's, and we'll be...
And then after that...
Friday.
And I believe Saturday comes.
And it's the weekend. And we're all just working for the weekend, right, guys?
Working for the weekend. That's a song. Put it in. Fade us out with working for the weekend.
Tommy, make sure that happens.
Shout out to Reed. Station Rock.